The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Did you know that spiders can fly? When a spider wants to travel long distances, it simply casts out a strand of silk, captures the breeze, and flies away. They are known to travel hundreds of miles, even ending up on islands in the middle of the ocean. This flying process is called ballooning. Now scientists have figured out how this mode of transportation works, using a computer model to simulate the elasticity and flexibility in the spider's dragline, its most sturdy line of silk used for moving about and snagging prey. When the dragline is caught in a turbulent breeze, it becomes highly contorted, catching air like an open parachute and sending the spider on an unknown journey. The spider has virtually no control of where or how far it travels by this means. In more calm breezes, though, spiders can drift just a few yards to invade a new territory or surprise prey. Better understanding of how spiders travel long distances could help scientists control farmland pests. Spiders are key predators of insects and can alleviate the need for farmers to spray large quantities of pesticide.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.